neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Ale means, you said in your Tefillah Rosh Chodesh. What is the Ale means? May it be... It may be elevated. Yeah. La'alot, right. Ma'alit means elevator. So, ya'ale, and then what is va'yavo means? Bo. What does bo mean?
Come.
So how do you feel it?
Elevate and come.
Elevate or go or come. It says ya'ale, va'yavo, va'yagia. So when you say go up, up, and go, and up or come. Which one? Come? No, you're addressing, like let's say you're mailing something. You say, go up to, or send in a package, you go to the fifth floor and go to that office, or go to the fifth floor and come to that office.
It depends whether I'm calling you and I'm in the top floor, I'm telling you, come to.
Yeah, but you're descending. We are asking, we are pleading. No? You sure you said in the Tefillah?
Let me come back.
Going and coming back.
We sending something.
We're sending something and then it comes back. Full of stuff that we got from Hashem.
I think it's more about us.
Is it? How do you explain it? So you should say Ya'ale ve'yelech or Ya'ale ve'yavo. No. So this, the translation, actually, the message that is not stated. You said by Yavo, that means come to you. Say? See, Ya'ale ve'yelech, he should say. So now, the general rule here is that anytime that we have a request in Shamayim, so then they ask, the request that you asked us, are you semi trying to do the same thing or not? So that means, let's say you're asking for health. So then in Shamayim they're asking, are you making somebody healthy? So we give you health. So that means they request has to be a move here, that the move will take up there. So that means, if you are merciful to somebody, so then from Shemayim they will be merciful to you. If you looking for better parnasah, so that means, if you give away your money, so then they give away money from Shemayim. That's how it works. So it has to be hit or a root. From here, then we have his oral road from Shammai. Has to be hand by hand. For example, like let's say Rachel Imenu Alah Shalom, as there's a many quotes about her today, like said Rashi Chodashim La'amecha is Rashi Tevot Rachel Imenu. Rashi Chodashim La'amecha, as Rabbi Meshai means that you have to have her in mind. When you say Rashi Chodashim La'amecha Reshchet Lamed. So now, when she felt that there's something wrong, and she came and complained to Yaakov Avinu Shalom, and she was very down. So she realized that she cannot have children. So then when she came and complained to Yaakov Anan of Shalom, so Yaakov Anan of Shalom responded, Tachat Elokim Anuchi. So you recall? Yes?
Yeah.
So it makes sense? It makes sense. No, the point here is why she was not able to have children. No, see the point here is that she let go to becoming Kala, right? So now if she let go to become the wife of Yaakov Avinu Shalom and she let that Laimenu become the wife of Yaakov Avinu Shalom, is that enough sacrifice? Lots of sacrifice. So now, you see, Yaakov Avinu Shalom is saying that it's not my fault that you're not having children, because I have had children with your sister. So now, what is he telling her? No, she was told by Yaakov Avinu Shalom, when you did the sacrifice of letting go, becoming the Kala on that night, so Hashem made you my wife. But if you want children, you have to do something else. Has nothing to do one another.
Answer to that already, you have to do something else.
Yeah, so you see, you cannot do one sacrifice as a package for everything. So he told her, you did sacrifice, that you let your sister go. So Hashem honored you to be my wife. But if you want children, you have to make somebody else is happy to have children for you to have children. So what did she do? She gave Bilhah to Yaakov Avinu Shalom. So that means it's hand by hand, step by step. And so now here it says Ya'ale. What does it mean Ya'ale? If you have Aliyah, then it's gonna come by Yavod to you. Doesn't say Ya'ale Vayelech. That means any Aliyah that you have in your life, you smile at people, in Shamayim they're gonna smile at you. You do chesed to people, then that chesed is going to come to you.
It actually shows that whatever you do for others, you could find it out with what you get. So if you don't get it, it means you did not do it.
Exactly. So that means anything that you see missing, yeah, you're missing in other people, it's not that they have something that they're lacking. That means they're teaching you like as a mirror. You didn't do this, that's what I'm teaching you. That means when you rahman to other people, you forgive other people, that means actually you're forgiving
yourself
by doing this through Shamayim. That means they see you forget, you forgive, to then Shamayim, they forgive you. So that's what the Vayavoy comes to teach us. So the first of the month, we have to remember this. Why? We have another 29 days to go. So this is only a training. So Ya'ale Vayavoy, it comes to you. Any Aliyah you have, any improvement that you have, you're doing favor to? Yes, sir. Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.